relationship filter. Differences. You probably won't believe this. This is so much fun because this short circuit's a mismatcher. Remember we talked about mismatchers? The mismatcher will mismatch everything you say. So you say, isn't it great in San Diego? They say, yeah, but what about San Francisco? So that's, and by the way, that's not a good thing or bad thing. That's just the way they communicate. So they look for the differences in things. So the mismatcher comes in. They say, what you got to do is you got to communicate to them. You say, you're probably not going to believe this, but blah, 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 blah. Now, I've had people in business where I realized that I just had to frame everything for them. Like I'll say, now you're going to think this is crazy, but this is what I want to do. They're like, no, that's not crazy. That sounds great. But if I said, even if I came up with a good idea and I said, hey, this is what I want to do, they go, that's crazy. This is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem with that. Because that's what a mismatch, that's what the differences person does. They find those things that don't work in that. So now what I'll do is I'll frame my communication, and this works really, really well. So you say, now you're not going to believe this, but blah, blah, blah. And they go, well, yes, I am. Differences with exception, you say, I don't know if you're going to believe this or not. But blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this works so well, I'm dumbfounded by it sometimes. Yeah. Sameness. This is the same as what you already know or are doing. So you basically, they're going to match with those things that you say because they're a sameness person generally. This is the same as what you already know or are doing. You just say, this is just like this. And they go, oh, yeah, that is just like that. That'll really work for a sameness person if you frame things like that. Sameness with exception, you say, as you consider what I've said, you'll find it's the same as what you already know. Then as you consider it, you'll probably find the reasons why it's different, and those are the reasons why you'll want to do it. So you say, this is just like what you're already doing. Right? That's kind of like Connie. So Connie was, what was Connie? Sameness with exception? So you say, Connie, this is just like what you're already doing. I mean, all the NLP stuff as you're learning, it's like what you're already doing with coaching people and stuff. And then when you really take a look at the differences, too, you'll see that there's some stuff that you're going to be able to bring in to help make it even more effective. So she's like, yeah, it is the same as what I'm already doing. And yeah, hey, I can look at the differences and bring those in. Yeah. That's her metaprogram. Yeah. Woo! Say that three times fast. 314. Emotional stress response. Choice. You have the choice to react or not in this situation. You could say that to somebody. Associated. I know this situation upsets you, but blah, blah, blah. Dissociated. I know that this situation doesn't upset you at all, and perhaps you need to show some feeling in this situation. Time storage filter. In time. You know that we're apt to lose track of time, so let's keep track of what time it is. Or keep our options open. Client is unsure of timeline. Oh, by the way, you could, in a closing situation, in a sales situation, because the in-time people like to keep their options open, you say, I know you want to keep your options over. I know you want to keep your options open, and that's why you need to make the decision now so that you don't lose any options. That was a reverse whistle. Yeah. So I know you want to keep your options open. That's why we should do this now so that you have as many options available to you as possible. I took out the word lose that time because it was a little harsh. Yeah. Client is unsure of timeline. That's no linguistic marker, continue with timeline elicitation. Through time. Time is of the essence, as you know, so let's take this step by step. Attention direction is not about language, it's about physiology. You're just noticing where they're paying attention to, inside or outside themselves. Modal operator sequence, you can use their modal operator in a sentence that will tend to motivate them. Values and highly, or it can be used in addition to other things to motivate them. Values and highly valued criteria, you can feed back the elicited values in the following order so as to motivate this person. So what you do is when you, in terms of utilization of values, and we didn't really get into utilization of values, but once you understand somebody's values, like the values in the context of their career, you can utilize those as well. So you'd elicit their values, and let's say, I've got Donna's values that she rewrote for me. So if you had somebody's values, what you would do with that in terms of communicating with them inside their value system is you might just feed that back. Hey, Donna, I want you to do a project with me. I think that we should do it together. And because I know that you and I value a lot of the of similar things. And I've got this project where we're gonna make a lot of money. Let me tell you that first. We're gonna have a lot of freedom to do the things that we want to do. And I think the most, you know, it's also exciting the expertise that we're gonna be able to bring into this project. And we're gonna have a lot of good people here, and there's gonna be a lot of excitement. How's that sound? Yeah. She's like, yes, that almost sounds perfect. You're speaking my language, yeah. So when you that's the utilization of values, because it's like, wow, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Yeah. So once you understand that, you can use their value words to motivate them, but not just the words. I'm saying don't do these things emptily. Emptily, is that a word? I sound like George Bush. Yeah. Don't do these things emptily. I mean, do it with reality. If you're going to say something, follow it up with action, you know? So make it become that for that person, but that's going to be very motivating, you know? So there's money, freedom, expertise, good people, and excitement. And that's what it's like to work with us. Sound good, Donna? So, good. So that's that. What questions do you have in terms of utilization and communicating with somebody inside of those systems? Pretty fun. Here's what we need to do is we need to do an 8-minute elicitation each. And I want you to keep your elicitations to 8 minutes. So I'm going to have, in a moment here, we're going to break into groups. And when you break into a group, you've got your metaprograms and values inventory here. What I'd like you to do is a 2-step exercise. You're going to get all of their values. Backtrack. Chris, where are you going? You're going to get all their metaprograms. I want you to do it quickly. See if you can do it inside of 8 minutes. Reason is, if it takes too long, it doesn't become useful. We need to do it quickly and say, okay, and just go right down the chart, mark them all off. At the end, we're in that values section. Why not get, say, what's really most important to you in the context of your career? And get a couple of career values there. And then what I'd like you to do is propose to them a project and feedback their career values. Okay, so get all their metaprograms, write down what their career values are, and then make a proposal to them for a project and feedback their career values and see if they light up when you do it. Okay, so let's find partners, groups of two. Remember, get all the metaprograms, get their top values in the context of their career. Elicit the metaprograms in the context of their career. Get their top values and then feed their values back to them. Offer them a project and feed their values back to them. Ready, begin. Okay, or do wear red. Okay, so how did the metaprograms elicitation go for y'all? Good. Did it go good? Yep. Good. Now, what you want to do is you want to be as quick as possible with that elicitation. You want to get real good at asking the questions quick because you want it to be an 8-minute elicitation. So I think we went a little bit over in terms of time, but I had you doing the values part two, so I threw some extra stuff at you. But in terms of getting really quick with it, let's practice getting real quick so where we could do it within 8 minutes. That way it's going to be most useful to us. Whether it be in a corporate situation or whether we're doing one-on-one coaching or consulting. If you sit down with somebody and you're going to do an intervention with them with NLP, you may want to find out what their metaprograms are, but you want it to be quick because you've got so much more to do in terms of that intervention that to take more than 8 minutes with that metaprograms elicitation would be, I think you'd be burning time where there's other places where you could burn it more efficiently in terms of a session. I would combine the metaprogram elicitation with values for some decent hiring. If you combine that with values and you get the threshold values, you get a lot of information there that you could go in and do some real nice hiring consulting with people. Yeah. And then, as I mentioned, my a friend of mine went into an organization, and all he did, and he made 10 grand for just going in there one day, did the elicitations of the top salespeople, and then wrote down how you would communicate with them, how you would respond to them in that environment. And then what happened was the boss, anytime he'd hire somebody new, he'd have my friend come back in and elicit their metaprograms and make a chart for them too. So he'd just know how to talk to them in the most effective way. Pretty cool, huh? What I used to do is I would carry, and I think I'm very overt with this when I do it. I like with everything. I usually take the overt route rather than the covert route, unless things have just integrated to the point where I just do it without thinking about it consciously, then it's all covert and I don't know. It's just part of who I am. But in terms of if I'm going to use this to get information for somebody, I'm usually very overt about it. I say, hey, especially if I'm doing consulting with somebody, I'll say, I want to serve you fully. So it'd be all right if I asked some questions to find out. And I'm more interested, and this is your frame.